Thank you very much, Chair. And first, let me say that we welcome the decision 56/117 from the Human Rights Council, which was particularly relevant as we've just heard today. And let me thank also really highly the two panels we've just heard for the excellence of their presentation and how well they have framed the issue which is right now in front of the advisory committee. Let me also remind that the advisory committee will be able to work on the basis of excellent previous works done within the Human Rights Council framework. I'm thinking here about the studies that have been done by the Special Rapporteur on toxics and human rights, of course, particularly on the issue of plastics, a report that was presented to the UNGA, but also the report on the right to science. And we've heard today how much this is crucial to the examination and review of this issue. And of course, there's also the report that was done, a joint report of the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and the Environment and on Toxics and Human Rights, particularly focusing on sacrificed zones. Unfortunately, due to the improper use of chemicals, there are places now here on this planet where people cannot live anymore because of its toxification. Or places where people are still living and just being affected by just breathing, eating, or drinking water, which is affecting their life and their health. There is an important element already existing that has been done here in the Human Rights Council. And of course, as it has been said in the discussion and very well underlined, there is a need here for a specific focus on the implementation of the obligation of human rights treaties in the context of what is being developed in with MEAs and we hope the next treaty on plastic pollution. It must be very clear here that there is a strong human rights impact and this issue fully belongs to this committee and to the work of human rights bodies. And when we have been hearing the issue or references to proportionality, let's never forget that what we're talking about here is precisely the right to life, the right to health, also the right to development, and as it was very well presented by the delegation of Bahamas in front of the International Court of Justice just a few weeks ago, development of a country cannot be done with the destruction or being based on the destruction of other countries. Such an issue, which has been clearly discussed and continues to be discussed in the framework of climate change, is also very relevant for this issue. And the human rights dimension of such an element must be also included in today's discussion. And of course, as it was also very well said by the delegation of Slovenia, the right to a healthy environment is just as important in this context. So we thank really the advisory committee and look forward for reading its next study in the framework of the triple environmental planetary crisis we are unfortunately facing today. Thank you very much.